The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, I'm Martina Condell from Limerick. 53, married with two kids. And I'm doing the health challenge because I just really need to get into good habits. I feel I come home in the evenings and I don't know what to eat. And then he eats whatever the quickest thing to do, which might not be the healthiest thing to do. So I just need to get planning and get good diets and good frame of mind.
And are you working as well?
Yes, yeah, sorry. I'm an SNA in a primary school. So I work, my school is open from 2:30 to 2:10. So I have a good days. I mean, I'm off. I have no excuses. I'm home. I get 2:30 in the evening. Like, there's no excuse for me not to do anything, which is worse. So, yeah.
When you get home, then what do you do when you get in? I mean, is that the housework time or what are you up to?
I go in and I put the kettle on and I sit down and I have a biscuit because that's just, I feel I need it after a day's work. In my head, I think I need it. Mm-hmm. Probably don't, but, and then I sit there and sure, I'm still there. Couple of hours later until it's dinner time. So, you know, that's just a real bad habit. And I really need to get out of that because that's crazy. Like, I mean, I have the full day. I have 1/2 day work for people. Some people will only come back, you know, after having their lunch when I'm coming home from my day. Yeah.
And in terms of the dinner, then, like, do you plan what you're going to have or do you just kind of decide on the spur of the moment?
That's a problem. I don't plan at all. Yeah. I open the freezer and see what's there. And then it might not be practical. I don't have 1/2 the stuff I need to do, you know. And then you think, oh God, what else? And you get alternatives and they're not good, healthy alternatives. Like, you might end up having a pizza or something, which, you know, we shouldn't be having, obviously. Yeah. You know, so, yeah.
Are you getting out or doing anything?
No, I am in a cycling club. So I do get out Saturday and Sunday. I was saying to the guys, Saturday is a real social cycle. So we get out, but it's really about meeting each other and having a cup of coffee. The coffee could actually be longer than the cycle. We just sit and we have the chat and we have a course of bun in the LB coffee shop that we stop at. And then we come home, which is like, how, it's crazy. Now the Sunday is a longer cycle and it's faster and, you know, the coffee shop is in and out. But so I do cycle at the weekends and as often as I can during the week. Obviously with the weather, sometimes you don't get out, but I do cycle. But I don't think I lose weight when I'm cycling. Well, particularly when I'm stopping in coffee shops having buns and coffee. So yeah.
So you signed up for this obviously because you want to change the way you look and your health and all that as well. How has it made you feel? Like to the point that you said, I'm going to actually apply for this.
So I just saw it and I said, I need something. And like, why not give it a go? I mean, it's there. And they said they have the plans there. They have the exercise. Like, it's directly spoon feeding us. So like, how easy does it get? It doesn't get much easier than this. Everything is there for us. We just have to access it and just commit and just say, right, it's 40 days. Just do it. Just get up and do it.
And has there been any moments in your life that kind of made you feel mentally like you weren't 100%?
I'll be honest, I'm actually quite positive. So no, I'll be honest, I'm thankfully, great, I'm quite lucky. I have a great support. As I say, the cycling club is brilliant as well. We get out and we chat and talk. I have a great family. I've been very lucky, but who's to say that won't happen and come to my door. But I'm very positive and I have a great outlook at the moment. So thankfully not, yeah.
Great. What does everybody think about you doing the 40-Day Health Challenge? Because you're posting all your videos up and everything.
Posting all the videos up. I'm doing as much as I can to promote it and just to get more people active. The cycling club are behind me. My family, the school, we're going for a walk on Tuesday after schools. They're all very supportive. They all are, and they're encouraging and they're sort of giving tips. Maybe, you know, lift your head higher and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, just maybe put the camera up higher so it's not looking down at you. And they're going, okay, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm very honest in the videos. I'm, you know, saying it as it is. Like if I don't like the food or if I think it's a bit strange, I'm actually saying, wouldn't be my usual, you know, I'm not a fan of pasta and we've had 2 dishes and I actually say I'm not a fan of pasta, but we'll give it a go. Okay. And look, it's only 40 days. We'll give it a go. I mean, I can't do us any harm.
Yeah. How are you feeling then? So, you know, a week in.
I'm buzzing at the moment. And yesterday, actually, I posted it up saying I had done I got up early. I got up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning because it was just up and I did the exercises before I went. I was buzzing for the day. I was just bring it on. At the moment, I'm really, really, really enjoying it. I have to say I'm loving it. The menu choices are fantastic. There's such a selection. Yeah, I'm having a first week down. I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
Hope lasts.
Now, there was a bit of an issue there, I think about a week ago, because of the weather. It was very hard to get some food in the supermarkets. Did you run into any problems?
Yeah, I'm down in Limerick, so we had quite bad weather down there. I did a shop beforehand. I couldn't get half the stuff. We have a WhatsApp group between the 16 of us. So, like, I put up on saying, lads, what is quark? I actually didn't know what quark is. Okay,
I did a whole interview with Sophie about quark. I only discovered quark recently as well.
I didn't know what it is. I messaged in the...
Is it in the cheese aisle? Is it in the yogurt aisle?
I think it's in the cheese aisle. But I put it into the group chat, in the WhatsApp group. I said, lads, quark, where do I find it? So they were all great and they were able to tell me, but it wasn't in the shops. Yeah. Tahini is another thing that I wouldn't normally use. I didn't get that. And capers. So the stuff that...
Capers are very hard to find because I know my husband loves them. I can never get them for him.
I've never had them. But like things I would never have, these are up. And like, it's great to try these foods. Yeah. And like, because I'd never tried these. So like, it's a challenge sometimes to find things. And particularly last week with the weather.
Yeah.
But hopefully now this week it'll be a little bit easier.
Okay, good. Well, I'm delighted that you're so positive about this. It's great because, you know, it's to give everyone else the encouragement this can be done.
Look, it can be done. Like, I'm not a slinky lady. And like, I'm 53. We need to do it, because if we don't do it now, we're never going to do it. Like, we have the opportunity. Everything is there. There's no excuses. There's no excuse. And the weather wasn't an excuse. You could just do something. You know, get out, do something. That's my attitude.
Brilliant. Well, the best of luck.
Thanks, Trina.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, 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 fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.